Shalom, brethren. I'm sorry for the delay of the recording today. But we thank God for the grace that's given us to be once again together. I want to start to continue from where we stopped yesterday. And we had that God was not pleased with the ministry of Eli because of compromising. And I say that one of the difficult things we are going through today, because of the situations that are rising right in our midst. And since the whole world has handled situations like they are normal when they are not, we also tend to think that we may look too strange or peculiar when we stand on the principles of the scriptures. Peter, or may I say this, that the gospel of God is a gospel of separation. That's why even when God was calling Abraham, he was separating him from his country, from his kindred, from his family. Because as we have learned from the ministry of our prophet, that every country has a spirit. Every family, every community has a spirit. Every family has a spirit. So God, when he calls us to be separated. And that's why when you go to the scriptures in the times of old, you know, the whole thing stands or moves around the children of God being very unpopular. Very unpopular. Look at Jeremiah, for example. His message was hard, and particularly on the way Israelites had done. And he gives him a very sharp rebuke. Thou hast forsaken me, the fountain of the living water, and hast hewed yourself cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Now, when we come back to what we were sharing, we heard that when Eli was going down, God was raising Samuel to move on with the ministry. But as Samuel judged the nation of Israel as a prophet for a period that somehow the Israelites were happy and they enjoyed the leadership. But when the sons of Samuel seems to be also failing, the Israelites made a grievous mistake. And this was the grievous mistake. They looked at the other nations that were surrounding them, and they felt that they would be like them. And they looked at them, and it's like they looked prosperous. They looked more organized. They had less problems. so to say, from the perspective of the Israelites. Remember this, that when people move away from the presence of God, the next thing they do, or man does, is that he picks anything that comes his way. And he will call anything they want, as long as it resembles. Even if it doesn't resemble, as long as he suits the condition, the situation that is prevailing at that time, he will call it the word. But now, when you look at the Israelites, God had his will that was not popular. He was raising up Samuel from a background that was not, actually popular. Samuel is born from a family of a woman who had been barren for years and has been crying and pleading with God to be given a child. So even when he comes, he is not as famous in the eyes of Israelites. That's what I've said. At times, that's the biggest problem we have today. Let me first of all read chapter 8 of 1 Samuel, verse 1. And it says, it came to pass when Samuel was old that he married his son. Sorry. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now, the name of his firstborn was Joel, the name of his second, Abia. They were judges in Beersheba. And the Bible says, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgments. Oh my. Is this not what's happened today in our current world? Ministers. Please, ministers, just bear with me. But we have a challenge and we have a responsibility. I want to repeat again. Now, you see what the sons of Samuel did. Samuel lived a righteous life, led people righteously. I want to say this. Even our own prophet lived a righteous life. And he actually taught us so much to be wary of fill the lacquer. And insisted so much that we should be wary of money and popularity and women. Now, when you look at the sons of Samuel, a problem came up because they started looking for, we could pervert justice because of lacquer, which means if they were men or brethren in the congregation who had money, sponsored the ministry, stood behind the ministry, as long as they gave, of course their matters would be handled favorably. And if they were found a mistake, their matters would be handled favorably and considerably. And the message of grace would be preached. The message of love would be preached. And the message of forgiveness would be preached. I'm not against all that. Yes, we live by grace. We've been saved by grace. Sure, we need to love one another. It's true, but love is corrective. To forgive one another, it is true. But now, are these things corrected? When they come in, are they corrected? Now, we look at how the sons did. It was wrong? Yes. Now, what was the Israel supposed to have done? Because their father was there. He had not deviated from his calling. He had not deviated from the statutes of God. So as much as the sons had deviated, the father was not yet dead. Look at what the Bible says. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel and to Ramah. And said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all nations. Now, Israelites, the elders of Israel, knew better than what they did. Because Samuel was their prophet. They already came up with a premeditated mind. They had already made a decision what they want to be done. Because they felt like this God of Israel, this God of Samuel, was failing. Because he has not been able to sustain the sons of prophet. So, today, this is the same thing repeating itself. If I were the one, and I am the one today, I would go and seek leadership and guidance from this prophet who is still there, who is still alive, who is still being used of God. He had not died. He had not moved away. But only because the children of Israel had moved away from the will of God. They have moved away. They had been blinded now by worldliness. And when they looked beyond the fence, they know that those men, those believers, those nations who were ungodly nations, who did not know the God of Israel, they looked like they were living better. Their denominations were organized. Their denominations prosperous. And for sure, even today, they are prosperous. They are organized. They are materially well compared, so to say, to the Christians of today. But the thing is this. We are not competing against the world to look like them. And the greatest mistake they made was that they also started comparing themselves with the heathen nations. And that's why, it has come to a level and an extent where today people want to compare themselves with the heathen nations. They want to look like the world. They want to behave like the world. Pastors want to be treated like bishops. They want to be given big titles of apostles, of bishops, of I don't know what, big names. Which is, okay. But the question is, where are these titles taking you? Where are these names taking you? Because you can sell your ministry to lucre, to money. You can sell your ministry to popularity so that you can please men. Because you are desperate about a false unity that has not come out of spiritual unity. Understanding or revelation. But just a carnal unity where you want to look like you have to go everywhere advertising. I don't. Brethren, please, our God is still alive. Our God is still able. Our God is still real. Let us go to him. If there's something to be asked, let's go to him. If something to be shown, he is a way. He is a truth. He is alive. I know, sometimes, when the Israelites sat down like this and looked at how the conditions were, it looked normal and very mature, and the elders looked like they had reasoned well. Instead of suffering the way we had done, it's what the sons of Eli did. Now look at what the sons of Samuel have done. I think we should have a better organized system where we can have kings who are ruling over us. Because it's like this theocratic rulership of God is not working. And brethren, today, I'm sorry to say that we are also drifting, the church, the believers are drifting towards the same direction of thinking that we can look like the world. God, I want to say, has called us to a separated, sanctified life. your vessels of honor in his house. Israel, at that, the thing was did not go well with Samuel, because he knew, because they, Samuel knew that they were rejecting their God. They were rejecting their only solution. They were rejecting their only hope. They were rejecting their salvation. They were rejecting their source of redemption. They were rejecting it. And they were going towards the wrong direction. But you see, when people have been blinded, it's so hard to show them the way. Now, God, Samuel, when he went to God, what does God tell him? He says, you hearken the voice of the people. In all that, that's verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. God have mercy. You see, they have rejected him. It's not about Samuel. Remember this. In the book of Revelation 3, verse 14, the Bible speaks about the Laodicean church age. Is that right? Yeah. 3, verse 14, let me see. It says this. Now the angel of the church of Laodicea write these things, say the Amen, and the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. But he said, I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. Thou art cold or hot. And then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. Brethren, that is God talking to this generation. And this is a generation that does not want to be hot. They want to be lukewarm. And lukewarm is, don't be so strict. Don't be so open. Treat everybody well. Treat everybody alike. We are all children of God. I have no problem. So whatever those doctrines there are being held there, don't worry about them. You just go on. They are brothers. Yes. But remember Cain and Abel, or Abel, were brothers. Remember Esau and Jacob were brothers. They were in the same direction. But where were they heading to? I don't know why this message is coming like this, but I want to believe that God is warning us over something, and particularly to ministers. We need to be conscious. We cannot just float from one post to another, from one pillar to post. We can't be with this doctrine, with that doctrine. You know, everybody is the same. Everybody is good. Whether the scripture wrong, dear brothers, no. We must come back to the reality of the scriptures. Because God is not lowering, and I repeat again, his standards. Brethren, God said, listen to the voice of the Israelites. They have not rejected you. They have rejected me. I also tell you, brothers and sisters, today, that we, if we don't come back, the apostolic reality, the Pentecostal reality, remember, it's not men we are rejecting. We are rejecting God. Let's be wary and careful. Let God come and lead the ministers of this day. It's a bit surprising, and something I'll talk about tomorrow, that even lies nowadays is a big issue. You lie and go ahead. You deceive and go ahead, and you're comfortable. And for sure you know you have lied, and you just go ahead because you want to protect your skin. Do it now. But remember that the God of heaven is watching. and is a righteous judge. Lord bless you. Till we meet tomorrow. Amen.